This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A committee of Aurora Democrats has picked Representative Iman Judah to fill a vacancy in the state Senate. Judah is Colorado's first Muslim lawmaker. She's served in the House for the past 4 years and held a leadership role last session. She fills the seat vacated by Senator Janet Buckner, who announced her resignation after the election. The ranching community in southwest Colorado is hopeful for justice following the arrest of two men deputies suspect shot and killed cattle. CPR's Haley May.
19-year-old Javon Vigil and 20-year-old Leland Hernandez were arrested January 3rd on suspicion of criminal mischief and animal cruelty. Their arrests followed tips from the Crime Stoppers hotline after three cows were shot on grazing lands in Montrose County last month. Two cows died and another was injured. She's expected to survive, but the calf she was carrying may not. Both men were released and are set to make their first court appearance this week. Haley May, CPR News.
Skiers and snowboarders coming down the Skolmarm run at Keystone had an unusual obstacle to avoid yesterday. The resort had to fence around a black Audi that had gotten stuck there overnight after the driver followed GPS direction that led him into a closed road and the slope. The Boulder man left a note explaining the mistake, and the car was towed once lifts closed. Rock slides over parts of Highway 96 and 195 in Custer County required cleaning nearly 17,000 tons of rock and debris over 3.5 days off the road to reopen the roads. The rock slides closed the roads around New Year's Day. They opened on Friday. This is CPR News.